Thinking about buying that beachfront vacation home? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Dylan McNamara, physicist and physical oceanographer at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, explores threats facing our coastline.
Forfeiture of coastal land due to erosion and storm damage have long threatened coastal economies. On most developed coastlines, humans react to physical coastal processes by stabilizing shorelines against erosion. These manipulations alter coastal processes, which ultimately affect future human modifications to the coast. Therefore, developed coastlines are tightly coupled natural human dynamical systems. Our goal is to study the coastal zone by linking economic and natural processes together in building mathematical models. This approach provides an alternative to planning a response to disasters in their immediate aftermath. Our view allows a more holistic, long timescale perspective that is necessary for forecasting the future of developed coastlines. We have collected data to provide an empirical foundation for a constrained optimization model that represents various forms of coastal erosion as the constraint equation, while optimizing net economic value through beach nourishment practices. Our analysis reveals that dramatic shifts in the value of coastal property can occur due to changes in physical and policy factors. For example, if the rate of sea level rise increases, coastal values could drop by 25% up and down the east coast of the United States. Interestingly, as large storms occur more frequently, the drop in coastal property value is less dramatic. As these physical changes would play out over many decades, reductions in value would occur relatively slowly. In contrast, our work has revealed that if the cost to prevent erosion is forced upon local coastal homeowners rather than being subsidized by the federal government, intrinsic coastal values could instantly drop by up to 35%. These findings highlight how the vulnerability of many coastal towns is not only attributable to exogenous shocks in the form of damage from large storm events, which garner much of society's attention, but also reflects the intertwined nature of coastal property value, coastline behavior, and coastal management policy.
That was Dylan McNamara of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.